So the other night I had this this choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
I religiously play in a contra dance band once a month.
Uh-huh.
And I try.
The second Friday of every month.
The second Friday of every month. Thank you. And I tried to, no matter what, for like the last like 9 years or whatever I've been doing this, to not miss one.
Yeah, you're
and
hardcore.
I am.
I mean, there have been lots of things that have come up that have conflicted with it, and you've stuck to it.
And then Friday was Paul McCartney. And on one hand, contra dance on the other. And I went and played in my contra dance band. But you went to see Paul. We're rolling.
I did go see Paul McCartney, and it's the first and only time I've ever seen Paul McCartney. And there was a lot about it that was really joyful and wonderful to see, and some of it maybe less joyful and wonderful to see. It was a huge outdoor stadium, you know, tens of thousands of people there. It took us 2 hours to get to our seats from all these lines that we had to stand in. The sound quality wasn't great, you know, but it was Paul McCartney, so.
And how's his voice?
Well, you know, I wish I'd seen him when he was maybe 35 or 45 or 55 or maybe 60. He's in his early 70s now and still has the musicianship. He can still play. His voice is great in the lower to mid-range still. I won't say he was struggling with the higher range as much as his voice just doesn't have the pure sound that it once had. There's a little bit of a rasp to it.
Fair at 70.
Yeah, cracked 71. A little bit. But, you know, still, I just think he's a genius, the greatest, probably the great single greatest rock and pop artist of all time.
I think he and Mick Jagger should do a duet, and they should do it live on stage.
Well, you just saw the Stones a couple weeks ago, and Jagger has lost nothing strutting around on stage.
Mind-boggling. I don't understand it.
I don't think any of the other members in the Rolling Stones understand it either.
It defies gravity.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
All of which is to say we have some new music to share with you today, starting off with the band Aucherville River.
You want to do that?
You can go ahead.
That'd be awesome. This is a record about nostalgia. We've been talking a lot about the past.
Mm-hmm.
We just did it. We did it in a show we did about the 90s. Aucherville River is a band that started in the 90s, but they've been going and writing great new music for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. This is a record. They're an Austin, Texas band. This is a record with its lead singer, Will Sheff, who's taken a look back at his childhood home in New Hampshire, a small town called Meriden, New Hampshire. And he was an awkward, Coke bottle glasses, asthmatic, bad teeth kid, as he self-describes himself. In a very small town, and he revisits that town and tells stories through song. His friend, who is known as Will Sheff, not Will Sheff.
Maybe if we say William Sheff.
We could say William Sheff to make the difference.
Will Sheff and William Sheff.
Right. Did a beautiful illustrated map of the town that Will lived in based on rehearsals that Sheff sat in on of Aucherville River.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fabulous. We have this interactive online that just is thrilling that our team put together that I'm in love with. And then there's this new song. It's from a new album called The Silver Gymnasium that comes out September 3rd. The song's called Down, Down the Deep River.
Thank you. It's so far from our eyes. We'll make it into a choice somehow. I don't know, but you'll have a choice somehow.
So glad I love this new song and new record too.
One of the cool things I always liked about Okkervil River is all their references. They often like a lot of rock and roll references in their music and other.
Yeah.
But Will Sheff, the lead songwriter of this, says, in the past I've written character-based songs and even intentionally impersonal songs, but for the Silver Gymnasium, the new record they wrote, he said, I wanted to write very directly and personally. And so you get these great stories in this new record. And we're going to have it as a first listen the week before release. The record comes out September 3rd, so the first listen will be in late August. Our first listen series is a series that you can hear whole albums streaming live a week before they come out. Usually go out on Sunday nights, Monday mornings, and so stay tuned. And that interactive map, really cool. Go to the All Songs Considered blog to see it and hear it. Will tells all these stories from when he was a kid. They're awesome.
Well, you mentioned how this band got its start in the 90s and has continued to write great music. Another artist who got his start in the 90s and continues to write great music is Beck, and he's back with another new single. It's been 5 years since Beck put out his last studio album. It was 2008's Modern Guilt, if you can believe it. But he's been so busy with tons of other projects. He's been covering full albums by other bands on his website. He's been sharing mixtapes. He's running his own online art gallery. He had the Songreader project, which was basically a whole album that he released to sheet music. That was last year.
And he's been touring that, too.
Yeah, and very busy. He's just such a Renaissance man to me. I just think he's just a brilliant, brilliant artist. And he's also been releasing singles. Late last month in June, he released a song called Defriended, and now he's got another new single that he's putting out. It's called I Won't Be Long, and I want to play that for you. Beck, I Won't Be Long.
Thank you.
Beck, I Won't Be Long, has a nice, dreamy, airy feel to it, like maybe something from Sea Change without all the strings.
That's still one of my favorite Beck records.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot let go of that record.
Lots of great sounds on this song, I Won't Be Long. There's been a lot of speculation about whether or not he has any new album in the works, and I'm told he actually has two records he's working on. One is an acoustic full-length album that's due out yet sometime this year, possibly in the fall. Another one is a more electric record that they don't know when that one's coming out. Neither the song I Won't Be Long or Defriended, the two singles he's put out recently, neither of those will be on either of these two albums. So these are just one-off things, but great to hear new music from him.
And we're going to Newport to cover the Newport Folk Festival, and hopefully we will have a set of Beck's music for you. And who knows what he's going to do? I mean, I saw recent video clips of him doing the sheet music project, the songwriter project, which was pretty cool. That would be nice. But if he wants to unveil an entire new record, you know, we're not going to say no.
He's closing out Newport, the third and final day of Newport. And, you know, I played through the songwriter music that he released, and it was cool.
Played through as in you sat down with the piano.
Yeah, I played the songs. But what really was missing, what I realized when I did that, is I just love his voice and love his production. It's great to hear it on this new single.
Fantastic. Hey, I've got a song just for you.
Let's hear it. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? Is this is something you know I will love?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So actually, I'm going to hang on a second. It doesn't really read so well doing this, but this is money. This is $5.
Okay. Oh, you know I have my five fund.
What's that?
My five fund. Anytime I get a $5 bill, I put it in a coffee can.
Oh, I didn't know this. Is this for your kid?
No. This is strictly for me. No, my wife and I bought our new iPhones using our five fund.
Oh, that's good. I do a change thing. I save all my change for the year and then cash in at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's not 1970, Bob. Oh. A change won't buy you much of anything. You got a five fund
or dollar. Well, here's five.
Okay.
Right? So the deal with this five is that you're going to love this song, and if you don't love this song, you can't keep the money. You're nowhere poorer, but you could be richer.
See, this has added value and weight to it because I know that I could stick this in my five fund can. Well, not only that, I could, I'd have to.
But you wouldn't lie to me, and I'm going to play the song by Pond. They're a group from Perth, Australia. The band members are often the members that play in Tame Impala when Tame Impala goes on the road. This record is amazing. It's called Hobo Rocket, and the song I'm going to play for you is Giant Tortoise You Will Love.
This $5 feels pretty good.
Thor, is he going to love this?
I think it's guaranteed to jam.
Here we go.
It's guaranteed to jam.
All right. Am I right?
So far, but okay, that's right, not $5 right. worth of all being right. Right.
We'll be right back.
can
bum,
I?
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, here you go. But here's the thing.
I'm getting my $5 okay. back for those of you who can't see us.
That was pretty good. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, if that was $100, I'd be confident I was getting that 100 back, but I didn't have 100 in my wallet, right?
I mean, the moment when the guitar came in, just the look on Robin's face.
And I called it. He was on the headphones like in dreamland, and I said to you, watch him when the guitar comes.
And I sat here with bated breath, just eyes peered on him the whole time. And when that guitar kicks in, just the look of sheer euphoria.
Yeah. It's sad I didn't how realize well, I was so predictable.
But, yeah, it's sad how well we know each other. But, you know, it's 14 years of working together.
You know, the more psychedelic, trippier part that where it was a little slower, the electric guitars weren't going, it reminded me of a theory that I have, speaking of Paul McCartney at the beginning of the show, which is no matter what a band does, the Beatles did it first. And I thought that reminded me, I thought that was right out of just, you know, some of the trippier Beatles stuff. But you're right. Yep. I loved it. But let's go Double or Nothing on this next one, which I am certain you are going to love.
Oh, cool.
And so if you do love it, you owe me. You have to give me two $5 bills.
Wait a minute. How does that work?
And if you don't love it, well, fine. You keep your five had to give back to you. The artist is Sarah Neufeld. Do you know her?
No.
She is the violinist for Arcade Fire.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. As soon as you said violinist, yes.
Okay, right. Well, so in August, she is putting out her first ever solo record. It is almost entirely instrumental and almost entirely just her violin.
Wow.
And it is just gorgeous, and it just absolutely takes me away. The album is called Hero Brother, and on this cut that I'm going to play for you, she has a special guest playing with her, and I want to see if you can guess who is playing with her on this song. The song is Forcelessness.
It's not going to be like a mime or anything like that.
No, but okay, it is very restrained.
Okay,
I'll say.
All right.
Thank you.
So wait a minute now. If I like this, I have to give you $10.
Well, that was the deal. I mean, I'm not. I mean, if
really,
you want to go back
just
on the
an
deal,
awful
that's
piece
fun.
Of music. I love that. Of course, I love that. And it is unlikely, but this music sounds like Nils Fromm's music, right? And mm-hmm. Nils Fromm's this keyboard player who does like all this ambient stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he cranks the heck out of like hyper mics all the instruments and all this stuff. But he's a German composer and she's Canadian, and I just don't imagine those two getting together.
Well, and
that's what it sounds like.
It is exactly who it is. It is Nils Fromm playing piano on this cut.
Do I get to keep my $10?
I didn't have anything to do with anything.
No, it has completely.
But no,
right?
I knew if anybody could guess that it was Nils Fromm, that it would
that
be you
exciting.
Because I know that you're a fan of his.
Oh my gosh, yes.
This song is called Forcelessness. It was recorded in an underground parking garage with a couple stereo microphones and a battery-powered reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Man after my own heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sarah Neufeld's music just matches absolutely perfectly with Nils Fromm's music, his sound. She allows a lot of the incidental sounds to work their way into the palette of the the soundscapes of the recording, where it seems like it's just a violin being played solo, but there's so many ambient sounds going on in the background that sort of trickle in. It completely changes the feel and the vibe of the music. Gorgeous record. It's called Hero Brother, and it's by Sarah Neufeld. It comes out in August. And good job for you. I knew you would guess Nils Fromm. You didn't know how good you were.
I want that record right now.
Well, when we get out of here, I'll see what I got. I'll have to contact the publicist. I don't know if I can just give this away to anybody. Just anybody,
Because, you never know what I'm going to do with it. We might actually play it on
You
the
might
air,
listen
you
to
know,
it.
Right, yeah, I might listen to it. I might enjoy it. So I'm going to play something that, in some ways, the sound recording is what defines why I love this next record, too. And this is music of Goldfrapp.
Oh, yeah.
And Goldfrapp making records since the late 90s. Jeez.
Ben, I would not have guessed you were a Goldfrapp fan.
Well, you'd be right about that.
But this new record.
But, yeah, this new record's a different sound. I didn't imagine this sound when I saw there was a new, this morning when I woke up and saw there was a new Goldfrapp record. I didn't imagine this sound acoustic and lovely. Not their sound is more or less electronic based at the bass end, not lots of like driving bass drones and stuff. Fine music, not something that's captivated me a lot in the past, but this did it. So this is Alison Goldfrapp and Will Gregory, new record recorded at their English Countryside studio, is called Tales of Us, and the song is called Drew, Drew.
Pull up the blinds, open the door wide, feel the cold arrive in my bones. Pull my face away, you're dressed tonight. Dreams are your skin. Oh my.
not at all what I was expecting.
Right?
Totally the same reaction from when you heard that. This is a band I normally think, I mean, they've got a softer side. They've done, you know, they've shown that before, but I really think of them as sort of a dancey electronic, you know, pop duo. And this sounded like something from late 60s new wave cinema or something like that.
Sounded to me like a good James Bond movie.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It sounded nice completely sounds like a James Bond movie from the late 60s.
Mm. Yeah. Goldfrapp. Record.
Goldfrapp.
Oh, geez, you just ruined everything about this. The record's called Tales of Us, and it comes out September 10th. The song titles on this record are all named, I said songs, didn't I?
Songs.
Jeez.
All songs considered.
You're listening to All Songs Considered.
Thor, I don't know if you've heard, we did these old promos in the early days of the All Songs 24/7 stream where Bob turned on his accent. It was hilarious. You're listening to the All Song. I can't even do it.
You're listening to the All Songs Considered 24/7 music channel. I'm Bob Boylan.
Sorry, remembering the other one. You're like, you'll find new concerts, new music, and a hell of a lot more.
A hell of a lot more. Oh,
God. Let's go out on a band called Light Heat. Light Heat. Do you know Quentin Stolzfus? That is a really hard name to say. Stolzfus. Quentin Stolzfus, he was in a band called Mazarin. And they released a handful of records starting about 10 years ago. Haven't put out a record since 2005. Stolzfus has been working since that time as a professional mover. And when he wasn't moving people's stuff around for a living, he was working on some new songs for this new band that he's calling Light Heat. They've got a self-titled record out that just came out in late June called Light Heat, and it includes this very existential cut that I want to play called Are We Ever Satisfied? And that really ties in with how we opened the show, talking about me going to see Paul McCartney. Are we ever really satisfied? I think the answer is...
I'm pretty satisfied.
We always want more. All of us, all y'all always want more.
I'm just fine. That's wrong.
Well, then, that's true, then you'll never go see another show.
No, I want to see more.
Okay, so there. No one is ever truly satisfied. So, and before we play the song, because I'm not going to get a chance to talk about it coming out of it, I want to say that this is a band from Philly, Light Heat's from Philly. It's a band that's been championed by our NPR member station there, WXPN.
Absolutely.
And if you want to download a studio session by Light Heat that was recorded at WXPN, just go to their website, thekey.xpn.org.
Fabulous. And we got Newport Folk Festival coming up, as we mentioned. So soon, stay tuned, look for coverage.
We'll have lots of full live webcasts, concerts, and broadcasts from coming live from Newport, and a heck of a lot more.
It's 3 days worth of stuff. I mean, it used to be just Saturday, Sunday. They expanded it, so we got great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned. At All Songs is one way we'll do the announcement when that comes any moment.
On Twitter and Facebook.
The All Songs Considered.
Facebook page.
Yeah. For NPR Music, I'm
Robin Hilton.
And I'm Bob Boylan. You're listening to All Songs Considered.
Here's Light Heat.